Now, carbon currently can be taken out of the emissions from a power plant in two ways: post-combustion methods and pre-combustion methods. The two methods have differences in the way they're applied as well as in the results obtained. So, with post-combustion carbon capture, the CO2 is removed after the fossil fuel has been burned. This process is currently used widely as a means to separate CO2 from natural gas. With pre-combustion carbon capture, CO2 is trapped prior to the fossil fuel being burned. During this process, fossil fuel is converted into a mixture of hydrogen gas and CO2. The hydrogen is then separated and can then be burnt without producing any CO2, as this has been removed. So, what about the CO2 separated at the beginning of the process? That CO2 can be compressed for transport and storage. Now, pre-combustion carbon capture is already in use for natural gas and provides a much higher concentration of CO2 than the first method, post-combustion. However, the fuel conversion steps required for pre-combustion are more complex than the processes typically involved in post-combustion. This makes the technology more difficult to apply to most existing power plants. In summary, the pre-combustion process is lower in cost compared to the post-combustion process. It's also able to prevent 80 to 90% of a power plant's emissions from entering the atmosphere, but it's not, however, a retrofit for older power generators.